everybody, and welcome to the Triple Clowns. That's right, it's me, the OG Randall Johnson, alongside the beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and AJ Ryder back. He's back. That's right, the truck stop burrito. He's here. Welcome back, AJ. We are happy to do this, and we are bringing you a quick analysis of Fairgrounds, the graded stakes races. That's right, because we see everybody out there is doing this, and they're doing it. And I appreciate everybody that goes out there and watches all these shows, because if you have survived all the shows, you need to see a doctor and get your Ambien refilled, because we don't want to do things like that. We want to do things different. So we're going to do a quick show today. So are we ready to go, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, let's get on to it. It's the All Stakes pick four at Fairgrounds. We're going to start with race 10, which is the grade 3 mineshaft, mile 16th on the dirt, $250,000 at stakes for four-year-old and up. Randy, you going to hit us off?
All right, absolutely. We talked about this horse before. We all know where I'm going here, and that's a 2. Silver Prospector. Last out was scratched. Leaves me scratching my head, guys, because why did he get scratched last week? Comes into this race. Ran close to Thomas Shelby last out. Thomas Shelby looked good in the last race this past weekend. This horse is beating AJ's horse, Tis the Law. This horse is beating Wells Bayou. He's beating Multiplier. And 15-1, give me this horse all day. Why is he here? He's a good horse. I'm not crazy about this race. Give me up at 15-1. The next one I'll play is Olympiad. I think this horse is the horse to beat, no doubt, here at short odds at 3-1 morning line. I think he should go to lead. I think this horse can run the distance. I think he's shown it. And I'm not crazy about, like I said, I'm not crazy about the race he exits, but I don't think it was a fluke. So I'm going to go 2-4 in this race. I'm going heavy 2-4 with Silver Prospector and Olympiad.
All right. AJ, who do you got?
Well, honestly, you said the horse we talked about before, I was totally expecting you to take the 7 midcourt, because obviously this horse went through an absolute meat grinder last year as we watched the return of Maximum Security. As we watched that return, midcourt was there every step of the way, just losing by a nose in San Diego when Maximum Security made his return. This course is 8-1 here coming off of the layoff, which was really interesting to me. So I'm going to take a shot at that 8-1 and take an old familiar face with midcourt to win this one for the odds. I'm with you on Olympiad. I won't talk much about there. The other two that I was very curious about, obviously Miles D, the 7-2, who was only since his face off, I guess, in the Travers with the likes of Midnight Bourbon and Essential Quality. This horse come out 1-2 in a row, ran its career best last time out at Aqueduct, now comes into this race. I think this horse has got a puncher's chance here as well. And then the 9, Happy American, because that's what all Americans are right now, is super, super happy. But I think this horse has started to figure it out the last couple races. 2 wins and then just losing by in a stakes race here at a mile and 16th at Fairgrounds by a nose to Chef, whatever you want to call him. I know I've messed up that name right up the first time. Okay. So I got it right this time. So maybe he gets it right this time. 6-1. Let's go. 9, Happy American.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I did say a horse we talked about it last week. I was in referring to you though. You weren't involved. I was saying we talked about this. But
you said it before, which obviously still
prospect. Yeah, was I thought about midcourt. No, nice work. All right. So you went 4 deep here, 4, 5, 7, 9. All right, Sarah.
Okay. Well, I'm with AJ here on Miles D. I think this is a very interesting horse here. Source gets post 5. Again, this horse always seems to be getting post 5 the last 3 times out, but he's really come accustomed to that. He's coming off quite the win at Aqueduct. And AJ already talked, you know, after getting 3rd to Midnight Bourbon and Essential Quality, just comes back to win and win again. So I'm hoping he's going to get me another win here in this race. But I also like the 8 here, Obesos, at 6-1 with Brian Hernandez coming in, riding this horse, 2nd time out on this horse. This is the 2nd time out since a layoff. He had quite a bit a layoff last year. He took May and didn't come back till January, but came back pretty promising. So I'm interested that they're throwing them straight into a grade 3 for a 2nd time off his layoff. But really, he spent all of his 3-year-old career running in graded stakes. So he knows how to bring in the competition. So I'm going to take my chances here with the 8. So I went 5-8 in this race.
5-8. All right. There it is. The mine shaft, grade 3.
All right, let's go to race 11. Race 11 is the grade 3 fairground stakes. We got a mile and an eighth on the turf, $150,000 at stake for 4-year-olds and up. Randy, who are you taking?
I'm going to single a horse here. I'm just going all about this horse. And I'm going to ask AJ, being a football fan, he is. If I'm Dave Craig and I need a first down, who am I going to?
I don't think I've looked at what?
If I'm Dave Craig, who am I going to if I need a first down?
Oh, Largent.
There you go. Largent, right? Steve Largent, Seattle Seahawks, right there. It's funny because I thought you were going to say Major Fed, which would be really odd. But no, absolutely. I'm going Largent all day. I think there's a speed duel up front here, big time. I think this horse is going to come from the back. I think second off a long layoff. If he is right, I am singling. Here, that's all I'm going to talk about is Largent, Largent, Largent. Great hands, Largent.
Oh, wow. All right. Ooh, coming in strong there. AJ, what are you taking in this race?
I'm staying away from the 10, the 11. I'm not even going to play them, which I know will probably confuse some people because how do you not want to play either of those horses? But I absolutely love this 3. Satan, whatever it may be. This horse has ran 3 times. Winners, 2 first times out, and then comes back at Del Mar in the Hollywood Derby and misses by a neck. Each time this horse's speed numbers have improved. Each time it's ran at a different track. Tyler Gaffleone on board, 12-1. Give me that all day. I am going to agree with you. There's probably going to be a speed duel up front, which is why I'm going to take one of the 2, and that's going to be the 240 under, who just beat out by a head. But I do think this horse has got longer, has run very well here against some pretty stiff competition at Fairgrounds. Give me the horse that knows it a little bit more and Michael Maker. So I'm going to go 2-3.
3, nice. 3 was actually my other one I would play underneath. That was actually my next choice. I like that angle. And I don't think that horse will be 12-1.
I don't either, because there's been a lot of talks on Twitter about this horse. So people are excited to see him run. But I went 3 deep here. I'm on the 11. I'm taking 2 Emmys. Coming off of that race we saw at Fairgrounds not that long ago in January. Getting 3rd to Halo again, which is another horse I'm taking, and 40 under, which I went back and forth between Halo again and 40 under. I didn't want to take both, so I stuck with Halo again, coming in, jumping up to compete in these graded stakes companies here. At 6-1, not a bad price. Like I said, he's another horse. Last time out, got 2nd by a head at the end of December. One at Fairgrounds again at a mile and 16th. So I'm going to take my chances here. I'm also liking the 6 Adamo coming in first time out in the States. Raced pretty decently in France. He's been over in the States since about December. But I do like the stats here for Chad Brown. Overseas Shibber, 98%. First time with the trainer, 95%. First time since layoff, 97. So the odds are in this horse's favor. We'll see how he takes to the turf here in the States, though, as the turf over in France is usually yielding to a soft, which we don't see as much over here, unless there's weather involved. But I'll take my chances here. So I did 6, 7, 11.
Wow, we are all over the map.
We are. I think we covered most of the field.
Well, we did say some hot talks with Santine, Sanford, Satan. And Son. It doesn't matter. You know, this is going to win now. All right. So that is the Fairgrounds Stakes. All right. Great.
Next race we got, race 12, which is the grade 2 Rachel Alexandra. This is an Oaks prep. The points are 50, 20, 10, and 5. We got a mile 16th on the dirt, $300,000, obviously for fillies. Randy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go right away. And I don't know why this horse is 8-1. And that's the one with Rosario aboard. Asmussen Rosario. Lecretti. Lecrate. Let's hear everybody tell me. That actually means the crate. in French.
They're good with these French.
Yeah, horses. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I like the horse here, the one horse. 8-1. Give me this horse. I love a horse that fights back, a young horse that fights back. In the last race, fights back. Going forward, this horse is, that just means this horse is a fighter. This translates a lot to going on the Derby trails, the Oak trails, whatever it is. Horses that get interested in dueling and they want it. And I like that. I think this horse sits in a great stalking position. Stephen Yoel, 8-1. Come on, give it to me. No way that horse goes 8-1. It's going to be more like 3-1, 4-1, no doubt. But give me the one here. And the other one I have to go with, and I'm sorry, I'm going with the chalk here a little bit with the 11. I think this 11 could pick his spot if the horse clears. If the horse has a lot of trouble clearing or getting in a good spot from the 11 hole, there could be trouble. But I do think this horse had a tough race last time out. And I like how this horse is training. Horse comes back basically home, let's just say, in the region. And I like that horse. So I'm just going to go 1-11. I'm going bookends here.
All right. 1-11 for Randy. AJ, which fillies are you taking?
I think this one's pretty wide open. There's a lot to like in a lot of different places. I'm with you on the one, Le Crete, which I did look up. It means the ridge in French. Pretty close. The crate ridge, pretty much it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
The other one I gotta go with is Deodoro in the 4 with Dream Lith, who just came off of the Goldenrod win. Looks like a very strong contender as we come down here to Fairgrounds right now. 6-1, good price. Another horse. I don't know where the final odds on a lot of these horses are going to be, because I think there's a lot to take from a lot of these different horses. I don't know if I'll get 6-1, but if I do get anywhere remotely favorable odds, I am going to take this horse for sure. The other one, I think it's kind of a wild card. I'm going to take the 9. I'm going to say that. I don't want to talk about the 9 because I think when you look at numbers coming off of a grade 2, just missing at Santa Anita, how do you not like that horse? And Randy, I'm actually surprised you didn't take that horse, which that kind of concerns me because I feel like you've seen that horse and then don't want to take it. So now I don't know what to do.
Well, Gutierrez O'Neill, we know that combination obviously very well out here. But they're not doing well.
Are you playing mind games with me right now, man? Because now I'm a little concerned. I feel like you're secretly going to take that horse. The horse that kind of actually caught my eye was the Cox and Giroux connection at 12-1, Turner Loose. Coming off of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly turf, not a great showing. Looked strong before that. And then now we're going to come to a grade 2 with the Rachel A. off of a long layoff, and we're switching to dirt. I feel like Cox is up to something, and I might take a flyer on the 7 at 12-1.
Yeah, with breeding as well. Breeding with Nyquist horse, I mean, I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, anybody in the comments, but I believe that's more of a dirt horse. It's surprising that this horse was always on the dirt. So I did take a look at that as well, but yeah.
Okay. Well, AJ.
Turner Loose, we're done.
Yep. That is the 7 Turner Loose. AJ has the 1, 4, 7, and the 9. So AJ, I am taking the 9. I'm going Homer here and taking the 9.
I knew someone was gonna.
Yeah, had to do it. I think AJ already kind of said it perfectly about this horse. Why not? And the grade 2, San Inez got second by 3/4 of a length. Gonna take it again here. See how she does. I'm also on the 3, Miss Maddie B at 15-1. This horse got third. But quite a bit, kind of not the greatest race, but really strong closing speed. I just think this horse is going to consistently improve. We've seen some improvement so far. Now coming over to the dirt, we'll see how this horse does. At 15-1, I'm going to take my shot. And then I'm with Randy here on the 11, Hidden Connection. You know, as I said last time out, I think it's a rather forgivable race. Getting fourth to Echo Zulu. Which is a horse we haven't seen since, really, but all the stats are great, has great form. I think this horse is really going to chase the pace here, but we'll see. So for me, I had 3, 9, and 11.
3, 9, 11. All right. And that is Rachel Alexandra. All right.
Final race is Race 13, the Grade 2 Risen Star, which is a Derby prep. Points are 50, 20, 10, and 5. We got a mile and an eighth on the dirt, $400,000 for three-year-olds.
Absolutely. Everybody's probably sick of hearing about this race by now, I'm sure. So we'll be quick about it. I'll be quick about it because I'm going with a horse. I'm going a little bit crazy here. And I'm going with Pioneer of Medina, the sixth horse. I think this horse could sit right off the lead. And that's with the five going to the front. I think this horse could sit right off that with Saez. And that Saez near the front, everybody. Come on. The increase in numbers that it's going up. And I just don't think this is a stacked up race. I don't think this is a crazy crate race. Someone's going to run away with it. Why not? Pletcher, Saez, big combination. The horse is good. The horse is getting better. Give me Pioneer of Medina.
Ooh.
And I'm also going to take the eight here. Not crazy about this pick, but I have to because numbers don't lie. So I can't leave this horse off. Because like I said, I'm not, this horse doesn't make me crazy confident here, but I don't think this race is that great. I don't think we have a legit, maybe we do. I don't know. Smile happy to me being like one lap, whatever, but I'll take the horse. So I'm going to go. I'm just going to go 6, 8, and that's it.
Okay. Who are you taking, AJ, and the Risen Star?
I agree with you. I don't think this race is super great. I know there's a lot of talk. I'm not sure if Twitter likes Papa Cap or if they don't, because I see so many kind of mixed things out there about him. So I also am very mixed about that. So that being said, I'm going to go elsewhere. I do like the 5 Epicenter. Looking at the numbers and then looking where this horse has ran its last 2 races, obviously very comfortable here at Fairgrounds. Probably your leader. Good, lot of really good early speed. Gets out in front. You know, when you see the way it ran out, ran 2 times ago here at Fairgrounds, clearly I think a mile and eighth is no stretch of the imagination for this horse to get. So I think let's get Rosario out in the front. Said no one ever, but let's get him out in the front and hopefully he can hold on to that lead. The other one, I got to play a little bit of a homer here, even though I'm not from New York, but I do love the New York tracks, and that's going to be Zandon with Jose Ortiz on board. Good first win, I thought, in that main special weight. Came out. I don't think Mo Donegal got enough credit in the Holy Bowl because he didn't really have the greatest start. And this horse just beat Zandon by a nose. So coming back after that loss, clearly can get a mile and an eighth. Let's go 7 as well. So I'm going 5-7.
Yeah, with that being said, really quick, Smile Happy, the biggest thing with that horse is the numbers. It's the last race out. Talk about excellent race. Classic Causeway beat and White Abario, who came back, right, both of them, mm-hmm, and won. So this horse will not be 7-2.
No.
Just because of that line.
Not getting good value on this horse.
But yeah.
Yeah. So AJ has 5-7. I took the 5 as well. I agree with what you said. I mean, this horse home ground. And after that Grade 3, the Cump Stake, getting the 2nd by a head, is just, horse has just been showing a lot of promise. So mile and eighth, not too worried there. And then I'm with Randy here on the 8, Smile Happy, because it was one of those, why not? Numbers look good, but we haven't seen him race as a 3-year-old. So we'll see how he comes back as a 3-year-old. Because we've seen plenty of horses that have the great 2-year-old careers struggle coming into their 3-year-old career. So we'll see, but gonna take it. Not great odds. I agree. This horse is gonna get bet down quite a bit. I was surprised. I'm glad you guys brought that up about this race not being that impressive, because I thought maybe I was just in a bad attitude or something trying to handicap, but I was like, I'm not impressed here.
Well, you know, in these races, these 3-year-old races at the beginning of the year, we could look back at this race in six months.
Yeah.
Or a year from now and go, wow, what a stat that was. Holy cow, 20 port just won the Breeders' Cup Turf. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's hard to say now, but do we have that top-heavy horse?
We haven't seen that. And I think it's really shown, and maybe, like I said, maybe it's me, but so far with the prep trail so far, I just haven't been that excited for it.
Well, I think it's the California horses all just loaded.
Wait, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
No one's seen Corniche, not even training. I think you're getting hype with Forbidden Kingdom. You're getting hype with Messier. You're getting hype with, I mean,
what even Echo,
and you have some.
Well, Echo Zulu as a filly, there was so much talk, and then where's this horse been?
Well, and then one horse could win this race too by 20 lengths, and all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, this is the favorite.
I'm on that horse now. Yeah. I am
exactly. If Smile Happy dominates this race after beating Classic Causeway, and what that's your favorite in the Derby. That's your favorite, like right now, that's your wonder horse.
100%. Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know, so we'll see. Or runs last, and now you go, oh, Classic Causeway and Waibara aren't that good. And that race sucked. I mean, it's a crapshoot.
Yep. So we'll see how the Arisen Star pans out and what horses will be.
We are all over the map.
We are. We got, I mean,
we covered everything.
We got you covered for everything, but that's the Arisen Star, the Kentucky Derby prep. So good luck to everybody this weekend. We'll see how everything goes.
Yep. And that's right. Fairgrounds. Cause you know why? I own that track.
See you later, everybody.